something to add.
There's a lot to add, but I was just focused on the question that Bruno Somalvico just stressed. We are at the end of a conference, so we should consider what should be a new conference. The main question I see is what has been raised before. How can public service broadcasting create new societal links? What we have experienced in the second half of the 20th century was the enormously successful model of the generalist channel television model, which created large audiences which contributed to cultivating national identities in some countries that have been stressed, for example, unification of in terms of language and so on. In today's environment, this model of a big broadcaster and a big audience is past. I don't go as far as to say that nobody actually wants to be a member of an audience anymore. I'm convinced that most of us, at least sometimes, still like the experience to be a member of a big audience and to follow, for example, the main news program in a public service channel. But the difference is we, at all the time, have different options. It is a different decision today. 20 years ago, this was the only option to participate in public communication. Today, it's a conscious decision. We have to decide. And public broadcasters have to provide good reasons why people should decide to watch this. This is the first half of the truth, from my perspective. The second one will, the kind of services have to grow, have to be reinvented. What I called in the beginning, public service broadcasting has to develop new societal links. The old societal links were just the whole population sitting there at 8 o'clock in the evening watching the news program. This is one model. Today's models will be different. It means to provide orientation about the information on offer, to provide transparency, which kind of information comes from which professional background, which kind of information might be more valuable than the others. So this has very much to do with media literacy. It has to provide structures, still has to provide structures. What might be more important and for what reasons compared to other content? It has to argue about values, which values seem to be more appropriate than others. Which means this provides options for active communities that you have mentioned before. They are active communities, active audiences, which provides structures for active audiences to assemble themselves, to start their discussion and to create new things. But this is a completely new role for public broadcasting service, and I think that would be worth to discussing it in a follow-up conference.
Thank you, Professor Hasenbrink.